Hello and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of All Things Pagan, a new Podbean podcast by and for pagans. I'm your host, Reverend Sylvanus Tree Walker of the Order of the Shadow, Order of the Standing Oak. Thank you very much for bearing with me on that. It's a beautiful day. We've just recently gone through many storms, and the gods have seen fit to stop the deluge and give us a bright sunny day. Today's the spring equinox. For some, for others, it's already happened. Incidental music at the beginning and end of the show is brought to you by Dom the Bard. You can find Dom's recordings on www.druidry.org, home of the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids. Also, go to www.domthebard.com for his own personal webpage. I just want to say that this show is by pagans for pagans. We're going to be talking about many different things. Rituals, the gods, meditation, magic. Things that are important to us. Things that are important to you. Also, I just want to say that for myself, it's a pleasure to be able to take this inaugural broadcast of All Things Pagan and bring it to you here on Podbean. That was Dom the Bard opening our show. I am your podcaster, the great and mighty Reverend Sylvanus Streetwalker. And before we go too much deeper into the show, I'd like to start with a poem from the Apple Tree Book of Celtic Verse, compiled by W.A. Ross and illustrated by Angela McCormick. And this is called The Wish of the Aged Bard. Friends of my youth, farewell. Farewell, ye maids of love. I see you now no more. With you in the summer still, with me the winter night. Oh, lay me by the roaring fall, by the sound of the murmuring crag. Let the harp and shell be neat, and the shield of my father's wars. O breeze of ocean, come, with the sound of thy gentle course. Raise me on thy wings, O wind, and hear me in the Isle of Rest. With the heroes are when the where the heroes of old are gone, to the sleep that wakes no more. Open the hall of Oisin and Dool. The night is come, the bard departs. Behold my dim gray mist, I go to the dwelling of the bards on the hill. Give me my airy harp and shell for the way, and now my own beloved harp and shell, farewell. Ah, yes. Okay, some news of note that we're going to start out with. This past week and a half ago, coming on, was the 75th birthday of Lori Cabot, the official witch of Salem, Massachusetts. She had a birthday party put on by various friends and members of her coven and other covens, and even Sully Erna, lead singer of Godsmack. I guess Sully and Lori have been tight for many years. She even appeared in his voodoo video. So there's a birthday of note. Also, recently, Starhawk, on a trip to Israel to teach classes on permaculture and help people be able to grow food and things in the Palestinian and Gaza Strip area. She was deported back to the United States due to problems that the Israelis had with her politics and various other things. For that information, you can go to Starhawk's blog at blogspot.com, or you can check out the story at Jason Pitsy Walters, the wildhunt.org blog, which I highly recommend that blog to anybody. Always a lot of good information out there. Recently, Jason posted a blog talking about the Pew Trust did a survey to find out what was the religious climate in America, what were people professing. And it seems like that finally paganism in general has reached what they call the acceptable other religion status to a level of 0.3%, which means in the United States that means that there's at least 1 million of us, pagans in various forms, whether it be from Azatru to Druids, witches, Wiccans, all denominations, and that we're on the rise. And it seems like that we are entering what's the word for it, a post-Christian society, that finally the hold that various Judeo and Abrahamic faiths have had upon our country since its inception are on the downplay. And you can see why that is so, and you know, just a lot of the political things that have happened over the last few years. And it has given, you know, people pause to think what really is their spirituality worth to them. The questions that they ask a lot of times aren't answered by a lot of the Judeo-Christian Abrahamic faiths. So it seems like slowly but surely the numbers of those who identify themselves as pagan in some form or another are growing. Not necessarily exponentially, but to a degree that is noticeable. it was noticeable in this survey that was done. And I personally, I think it's a good thing. I think to restrict oneself to a monotheistic type of situation can be restrictive. For myself, I'm a pantheist. I'm almost a literal pantheist. I'm not necessarily saying that the gods are going to come knock on my door within the next few minutes, but they could, you know. Magic is a reality to me. Magic is a daily thing. Seeing the cycles of the seasons, seeing the return of excuse me, of the animals and various other things that show the awakening of the earth. To me, pretend that magic is real, that it's out there, it's something that is tangible, it's touchable, it's breathable, and it seems like more people are starting to grasp that. And for some, right now, it is spring equinox time here in the United States. Myself, I'll be doing ritual. What about you? What will you be doing for to celebrate the new beginnings that are starting to show within nature and within ourselves? What is awakening within your spirit and in your mind? Leave comments and let us know what your thoughts are about the changing of the seasons and beginning to move into a cycle of growth and you know, just new things. Also, today I'd like to talk about meditative things. It seems like over the winter time, we kind of hunker down and we go a little bit more inactive. We're not as usual, you know, out doing what we would. We stay in and, you know, we try to keep warm and keep ourselves busy. And it seems like a lot of my friends say that during the winter time they get just so blah and whatever that they can't find the time to meditate. And sometimes that's the truth with me. You know, I'm not able to meditate necessarily every day, but you know, there are different ways of meditation. Reflective introspection is one, where you just take a few minutes and kind of, you know, just, you know, go over the events of a period and kind of wax philosophical about, you know, what is going on, what has happened. Meditations to me can be almost prophetic in that they can show you a direction that you need to move in, things that you need to deal with in your life, and I'm not necessarily saying that people should increase the times and amounts that they meditate, but I see that as we begin to stir more, to come out of our shell, to come out of our nest, to come out of our little foxholes, that energy within inside of us says, you know, well, it's time to, you know, start dealing with the existence that I'm in right now. And I'm finding for me that the best times for meditation are like an hour or two before bed. I always recommend never meditate when you're tired, because meditation sometimes is just so relaxing, as many of you know, that it's easy for you to fall asleep, and that's just your body's way of saying, you know, we need this. So if you can meditate in a place, the same place every time. If you can do it outdoors, awesome. If not, find a spot in your home. Maybe in your, you might have a temple, or you might have an altar area set up in a corner of a bedroom or in your living room. Take the time to go to that place and light a candle, and just do what you need to do for that time. Personally, for me, I like to go out in the woods and just find a tree and sit up against it and just think. And sometimes I'll, and you know, for me, meditation isn't necessarily a quiet thing. I can be vocal. I can talk to the gods and goddesses of my pantheon. I can speak to the spirits of nature, the spirits of the trees that are around me. And I see a lot of times that they respond in their own way, whether it's the movement of a limb in a tree far off that I see, or the call of a bird, or the call of some forest animal. And that just bolsters my spirit. It lets me know that the gods are listening and that there is a connection being made every time that I go through this. So personally, you know, it's my recommendation to spend as much time as you can in meditation. Also, for those that are symbolic meditators, those who can focus on a symbol or an image in their mind while they meditate, for me, I focus on the Druidic Awen symbol, the three rays. Man, I'm just not being able to talk today. But this is the inaugural broadcast of All Things Pagan, so we'll do what we can to make it better and just see what we can do. But anyway, I think as pagans, also group meditation. A lot of times, guided meditations can be effective for some because it gives them the ability to not have to focus on themselves, but they can listen and allow that to be a trigger to take them into deeper relaxing modes and being able to grasp the meditative process a little bit bigger. I get people all the time that tell me, well, I would probably be more effective with my magic and various other things in ritual if I was able to meditate better. And that's true, you know, and like they say, practice makes perfect, you know. Do it little bits at a time. Take little chunks. You don't necessarily have to do a specifically hard method of meditation. There are simple ways to do it, and it's up to you to find out what that simple method is. For me, I've been meditating for years. It's something that's kind of comes naturally. The god of the day, the god and goddess of the day, the god of the day is Hearn, the stag father, the hunter in the wood. The woods are going to start coming alive with the little critters, and he will be out in full force, just like the green man peeking through the leaves, looking to see who's in the forest, who is seeking the ways of the old. And Hearn, for me, is a very important god within the Celtic pantheons, specifically Hearn being basically from the British Isle, although I work specifically with the Irish pantheon. But for me, Hearn strikes a chord in my heart. The stag is my totem. It just speaks to me. The animal, the regalness, the connection to the land that specific animal has is just awesome. And everybody has their own various totem animals, but the personification of the stag for me is Hearn the hunter. So today's god is Hearn. The goddess of the day, since it's getting ready to people are going to be more active, is Breed or Bridget. She's a goddess of inspiration and various different arts. And I think this is the time, excuse me again, that this is the time when people find their creativity. And the goddess Bridget, to me, is that goddess of inspiration. That goddess that says, go get it. Go out and do what you need to do, whether it's to create a song, to create a spell of joy. You don't necessarily have to do spells for needs. There are times that you can work spells of appreciation for the gods and goddesses that you follow and worship. So for today, for me, the goddess of the day is Breed or Bridget. I also like to say that everybody's different in their own way, And I think diversity is what keeps the pagan path going. Things aren't always perfect within paganism, but I think it gives us, the people who practice it, the outlet that we wouldn't have otherwise gotten from other faiths. So the scholarly learning and propagation of pagan paths in the United States by folks that are leaders in the community, such as within the Druid movement, you have Philip Cargom, Isaac Bonowitz, Skip Ellison, Ian Corrigan. Within the Wiccan movement, you have people like Starhawk, Selena Fox, Raymond Buckland, Gavin and Yvonne Frost. You have various people that are out there that have been doing it for years and years, and we got to thank them for laying the groundwork for what we have today, whether it's an eclectic tradition or Western esoteric mystery school. We have all kinds of things, a rainbow, a plethora of choices that we have as pagans, and I just like to say that I thank these people for giving us the groundwork needed to be where we are today. Like, you know, years ago, we wouldn't have all the books that we're able to purchase and all the classes that we're able to go to and all the festivals that are being put on, whether it's Heartland Pagan Festival, Pagan Spirit Gathering, Elf Fest, Sirius Rising, Starwood. It just goes on and on. I think pagans need to realize that we have a lot to be thankful for in this modern day and age, you know. And we need to realize that this is an awesome responsibility to be able to do this. We need to do something with all of our learning. We need to protect the Mother Earth. We need to protect and take care of each other. And we need to bring forth the generations in a manner that after we're gone, that they can continue to continue the good work of the gods and goddesses for us to take the earth into a better place, the people, and you know, to save some of the species, to save our precious resources, our water, our mountains, our trees, our meadows, and even our homes, our places where we live are precious to us as pagan folk. I think that also we need to be willing to make sacrifices and to be able to make the offerings to the gods that show that we are appreciative of the position that we are in and that the life that we lead and that we're thankful for just the basics, to be able to have a roof over our head, to have a sound mind, and to have food and clothing and other things. You know, it's not, you know, it's not a bad thing to be able to wake up in the morning and say, blessed gods, I thank you for the food that I'm about to eat. I thank you for the heart that's within my body, and I thank you for the mind that allows me to reach out to you in the realms above and the realms below. It's just like that. Also, like to let you know about some things that I have going on. For those who are interested, I have a discussion forum. It's called Druid's Grove, and the Druid's Grove is located at www.druidsgrove@envisionplus.net. Feel free to join and add to the discussion. It's specifically geared towards Druidic studies and Celtic Reconstructionism, and we have all kinds of information on there from various people. It's starting to grow, and we invite you to join us. Also, if you have any questions about the Order of the Standing Oak, which is located where I'm at in Springfield, Missouri, you can get a hold of me for more info at sylvanus93@hotmail.com or tworkman@mchsi.com. Also, I have a blog at Blogspot. It's Pagan Perspectives at blogspot.com, and that's where I put down my thoughts and things about various pagan situations going on around the world. So this is basically a good start for this podcast. If you have any suggestions, questions, or show ideas, also feel free to send those to me, sylvanus93@hotmail.com. I'll do what I can. I'm planning to do some interviews with some various priests and priestesses of different traditions, and we'll post them on the pod show. Also, in the evenings from 7 p.m. to 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I have a Shoutcast radio station broadcasting. It's Pure Pagan Radio at Shoutcast. Right now, my computer is being a pain in the butt, so I don't have the ability to place a listen link on any of my websites or pages. So basically, what you'll have to do is, if you have Winamp Player, just go into the Shoutcast station directory and type in Pure Pagan Radio, or click on the topic section for the word pagan, and you'll scroll down the list and you'll see Pure Pagan Radio with me, your DJ Shadowhawk, which that is my other online moniker. And I do the best to play a variety of pagan music, new age music, rock, goth, just a little bit of everything for everybody's kind of taste. Also, if you have any requests, you can get a hold of me, Sylvanus93, on Yahoo Messenger, and I'll do my best to play what I can for you. All right, well, we're going to take out the show now. Take the time to pronounce this blessing upon you. As the sea rolls, as the stars shine, as the heart beats, and as the mind reaches out to realms unknown, this is all things pagan. A blessing to those who listen, and a blessing to those everywhere who follow the old gods. So be it. I just want to thank you for joining me. This is your podcast host, Reverend Sylvanus Treewalker, for all things pagan.